We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Also brought to you by Bud Light and by Shields. Now, here is your host, John Ramey.
Welcome inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Robb Drive. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show, brought to you by Dolan Lexus. They invite you to test drive a Lexus today. Spencer Wilson and the head coach Steve Olford with us right now. Good night here at Bully's off Robb Drive, the national championship game, currently 7-7. And if I can see that far, it's late in the first quarter in the Superdome, LSU and Clemson. You can tweet at Nevada Hoops if you have a question for Coach Olford or our student-athlete guests tonight, Warren Washington and Desmond Cambridge. Coach, welcome back. Tough questions now on that road trip. Is it too easy? Is it not the way you look at it when you say, oh, that should have been a one-and-one trip? How do you kind of dissect that?
I don't think we ever approach it that way. Yeah. Obviously, you would say that because of the success and the team that Utah State has. But you do things like that, and you end up going 0-2. And so if our players had that mindset, then that's a learning curve that they have to learn from, because every game you play, you got to anticipate and you got to prepare to win and expect to win and believe to win. And I think the San Jose game was a game where our guys were not at their full potentials with their preparation and their effort, and I told them that. And I took responsibility for it, too. I said, guys, we thought we had you guys ready. We thought we told you enough about, you know, you're going to play in front of a not-so-full house and a team that's playing very, very well. And they were playing very well when we came in there, and they played well enough to beat us. So I think that was a valuable lesson. And then I think the lesson at Utah State was we were really good defensively in the first 20 and really bad offensively in the first 20, and then that switched. And that's, I think, the lesson learned there is our guys have to learn that for 40 minutes your defense has to be there, even if the offense, you might have 20 minutes where it just doesn't go right or you don't make shots or you don't execute the way you want to execute. But defensively, you better be there for 40. And had we been there for 40, the way we were the first 20, John, that, you know, that could have, that game could have went a different way in Logan, but we just didn't defend in the second half like we did the first half.
We also want to point out, if you are here in Bullies Live, we have paper and pen if you want to ask a question of Coach Alford or Warren Washington and Desmond Cambridge. We'll get to that in the next segment, but you can ask your question analog style if you're here in person. If not, you can tweet at Nevada Hoops your question for the coach and the players. Talk to me a little bit more about that. I know you like the way you defended in the first half, and that's kind of one of the themes that you have emphasized throughout the season, which is defense you bring with you on the road. Maybe some nights you don't bring hot shooting into a foreign building. How do you get it there for 40 minutes, I guess, is the question.
Well, it's got to get established. It's a culture that gets established, and it's a young team, an inexperienced team, that has to learn those things. Just like in talking to our guys once we got to Logan, I think there was the misconception that you're just going to show up in San Jose and you're going to win. And when you look at our roster, you have no returning starters. You have Jazz, who was a sixth man, who's now put not just in a starting role, but one of our leading scorer roles with Jalen Harris, who didn't play last year. Lindsey, not for 18 months, and has never been in the role that he's in now. Niz, who really didn't play last year, who now we want him to kind of be the sixth man coming off the bench. So when I look at them, when they tell me those things, it's not like you guys have dominated it wherever you've been, because you haven't been in it. You're doing it for the first time. So that was not a good excuse. There is no excuses to not playing with great effort and not concentrating as hard as you can. And I thought in the San Jose game, we had a letdown in both of those areas. Now, I thought the effort was better in Logan. I thought our concentration level was better at Logan. But we got off to such a bad shooting start that I think that affected how we ended up guarding in the second half. And that's a lesson we got to learn, because the defense has to be there through 40.
Coach, after hearing all of the kind of warnings about going to San Jose State and playing there in front of what would be a not-so-full crowd, did it live up to kind of the expectation that you had built in your head, and how did you manage that versus what you were kind of telling the players to expect?
Well, I don't want to take any San Jose did a terrific job. They'd already beaten New Mexico by a basket. They beat us by a basket. So I'm not taking anything away from them. But, yeah, obviously it's a much different environment there versus Logan. And so our guys got to see both sides of that. And again, the lesson is, I don't care if it's in the asphalt outside of Bullies, if they put two goals up and say that's where we're playing, it's why I like basketball. There's a winner and a loser. And the scoreboard's going to tell you that after the end of a 40-minute game. And we didn't do enough good things in either one of those games to come out with more points than an opponent.
And a bit of a silver lining, talking about all the new players and then, just the few returning starters, and going into a place like Utah State, it could have gotten even more out of hand after the first half. Are you proud of the way they did end up settling in and competing in that second half?
Well, really proud. And with 4 minutes to go, it's 24-18 in the first half. We have not played well offensively. But because we've defended the way we defended, we're down two possessions. Lindsey misses a really good look at the rim that goes in and out. We get a stop the very next possession. Jazz misses a wide-open three-point shot at the top of the key that goes in and out. So you're that close from turning a really ugly first half into maybe a one-possession game, and then we didn't close the half out. Because of those two missed opportunities, it, affected how we guarded in the last 3 minutes or how we executed an offense. And I think when you talk about inexperience, that's something that probably didn't get talked enough about. When bad plays happen in succession, can you now figure out what you got to do in the third possession, in the fourth possession? And guys that have been there and done that, they know how to do that. We have a lot of guys going through that for the first time, and figuring out what a good shot is, what a bad shot is, getting nastier defensively, taking a charge, getting a block out, whatever it may be, a loose ball, a deflection. Experienced guys know that you're going to have two or three possessions sometimes that don't go your way offensively, but you can make up for it the other end. And I thought we did that for about 16 minutes, and then we let our guard down, and that's all you have to do when you're playing at a place like Utah State.
Envision Glass backs the Pack, serving Northern Nevada for over 35 years for all your commercial and residential glass needs, windows and doors, mirrors, showers, and more. That's envisionglass.com. One last question in this segment for Coach Alford. How about Jalen Harris going for 31 in that environment? I just thought in a game where you guys really needed somebody to consistently produce on offense, I thought it was one of the more impressive performances.
He did, and he was consistent in both halves. He was consistent through the game. And the other thing that you notice is that he guarded Merrill. And
yes, he did.
He did a very, very good job on him, even though Merrill, I think, it showed how special of a player he was when all of a sudden his baskets and his offense was taken away. He found a way to get 8 assists, 8 rebounds. And I thought he defended very well. He was on Jazz some, so I thought he defended very well. But I thought Jalen, for us, he was very focused. He took better shots in this game, which we've been trying to work with him and tell him that his efficiency needs to go up. And I thought it went up in this game with the shots that he got and just how hard he played. I thought he played harder. And hopefully this is something that can be consistent because he's a very, very talented player.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back to Belize Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Stay with us.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
You don't need to understand how available adaptive variable suspension works or how pre-collision cameras detect pedestrians in low light. You don't need to understand any of the craft that went into the Lexus ES to feel it. With outstanding connectivity and standard Lexus Safety System Plus 2.0. See Dolan Lexus.
LSS Plus 2.0 and the pre-collision system with pedestrian detection are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices. See owner's manual for additional limitations and details.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then
my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Spencer Wilson, John Ramey with you. Steve Alford is our guest. Nevada basketball fans, remember that game days are best enjoyed with a crisp Bud Light. Bud Light Crisp. Please drink responsibly. If you have questions for Coach Alford, you and you are here at Bullies, you can write them down. We have paper and pens on the tables. You can also tweet at us at Nevada Hoops if you have questions for Coach Alford or for Warren Washington or Desmond Cambridge, who will join us later on in the program. First question from Twitter is actually looking ahead. So we'll look ahead a little bit, but the question is about Viejas Arena, San Diego State's home arena. Very loud, rowdy place to play, especially now with the team being on a hot streak. How do you look to handle that going there? I guess you encountered a similar environment in Utah State, although not as big as Viejas, but
it's hard for me to look ahead, to be honest with
okay.
you. So I'm all about Wyoming right now, but just talking about their team and building of what I've seen, obviously I've been in there several times, so it's a great environment. They've got incredible facilities. It's a great fan base. And they're ranked fifth in the country today in the latest poll. So sixth in one of the polls. So a great, great basketball team, only one of two teams that haven't lost. So obviously having a very special season. And they play Tuesday as well. So they got a game tomorrow just like we do. So we'll both have about the same kind of rest going into that.
Nevada hosting Wyoming tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, the tip time from Lawler Event Center. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night. Len Stevens and I are on at 6:30. Nevada 10-7 and 3-2 going into that game against a Wyoming team that's 5-13. Another question here from inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill. First, go Wolfpack. That is not a question, but that's cool. Second, how about a shout out to a fellow Hoosier athlete, women's softball, Jane Jakubowski, two trips to the Women's College World Series. All right. I don't know if that's a question for the coach, but we're shouting
that's
out the Hoosiers.
That's a good shout-out.
Shouting out the Hoosiers.
Yeah. Always shout out for the Hoosiers.
Big big win for the Hoosiers against Ohio State.
That was big.
You follow the old school?
Oh, yeah. I follow all my schools. So
yeah?
I've been to a lot of them now. But, yeah, obviously being an alum, and I follow it with great interest, and they're off. That's a team that's off to a great start. One of their better players, Trace Jackson, I recruited when I was at UCLA, so home visit, the whole deal. So it's great seeing what he's doing because he's having a really, really good freshman year.
Coach knows I always have a million questions for him about Indiana and his time at Indiana, so we might come back to that. But let's get through to the questions here. Coach, this also comes from here inside Bullies. Love how the team has been playing so far this season. Can you speak to the recruits that are coming in or have committed in this next class? I don't know. Can you speak to that? The rules.
Yeah,
sometimes
it's been a great class, and we're obviously very excited about that. With to date, having five freshmen that'll be joining this team, so it's young. Obviously, we got to try to eventually get old, but and then two guys that are here tonight are going to have a lot to do with, even though it's not really their recruiting class. Both Dez and Warren become eligible next year, and they're going to be tremendous pieces to our puzzle to go along with five really good freshmen. And all of those freshmen are really having good years, from Daniel to Trey to Alum to Dre's having a really good year. Jelani's having a very good year. So that's what's exciting for us, that we've got some young guys that I think fit what we're trying to do. They're tough. They're hard-nosed. They want to win. Those are the things that as you build a culture, you want to make sure you're building it with guys that they get in the gym, they work on their trait, and they're from winning programs. And they've got that winning culture already when they come here, so they expect it. And I think with this, so far with this five freshman group, and I think that could still grow as we continue to recruit, adding them to Warren and Dez is going to be huge for us moving forward.
One more question from inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill. Do your players, your student athletes, participate Are they required? I don't believe they're required, but do they participate in community service activities here in Northern Nevada? Are they? It might
absolutely
be required by you,
no,
I guess.
Absolutely. That's not really a requirement. I think when you serve, it shouldn't be a requirement. It should be something that you want to do. And we want our program to be serving. We talk about that all the time in our program, that it's hard to be a good teammate if you can't serve. So it's not about an inward look. It's not about a selfish look. It's about what you can do to help others. And so it's not just within our team. And we like to go out in the community. We're at the Children's Hospital over at Renown over the holidays. And that was very special. And I know Tanya's putting something together through the university that other athletes, other sport teams, as well as our team, will make it a habit every month to get over there. And there's different, obviously, different organizations that we're involved with as well. And we're always looking for different things to do within the community. So you can always contact our office when there's things like that, because it's that social development is a big, big piece of what we're trying to build here with our guys.
And, Coach, getting ready for this game now at home against Wyoming. They're 0-6, I believe, in conference play right now. Is that misleading to this about this team when you're getting ready to play them?
Well, I would hope that they understood, you know, San Jose didn't have a great record when we went in there either. League play is different. League play is hard to win. They were up 7 with a minute 29 to go against UNLV in their last game and missed free throws, or they would have beat UNLV. So they ended up losing in overtime. So it doesn't matter what the record is. The next opponent on the schedule, there's got to be respect, and you have to get better. We have to be better in this 40 minutes than we were against Utah State, or we take the risk of getting beat. It's just that our margin for error is not one of which that we just show up and expect that we can play our C game and win. We got to get better. And I thought we struggled in for the really first time in a long time. I don't know if we really got better in a week, and that's frustrating. We learned some lessons. Now in those lessons, I want to see what happens this week, and we'll have a really good gauge at where our guys' toughness level is, because we weren't very tough last week. And going forward into this week, we better be a lot tougher if we expect to win.
And then you're 6-2 at home so far, 2-0 in conference play. Have you liked the way you've seen your team kind of settle in now in front of that home crowd and really start to feed off them?
Yeah, and we're going to need our home crowd, to be honest. You know, this was a game that was really on the ticket said Wednesday, so hopefully our fans understand it's tomorrow night. So we got to get there tomorrow night, and our students aren't in session. So we don't have a student body that's on campus. So it's a huge, huge game for us, because the last time we lost 2 in a row, we ripped off 5 wins in a row. That's not going to be easy in league play. It's a little bit different, non-conference to conference. But we have responded after losing 2 games in a row. We need to do that again tomorrow. And our home crowd could really, really help with that, because our guys, you know, when you lose, it's hard to get back on that winning way again. And so we're glad we're at home, and hopefully we'll play well.
Nevada is 27-2 over the last 29 home games going into tomorrow night's game. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock against Wyoming. Get up to the minute. Headlines at NevadaSportsNet.com, 24 hours a day. Nevada Sports Net, the place to find in-depth Wolfpack shows with the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus, Wolfpack All Access, and NSN Daily. We just got past this one. That's not a question either. But the fans here in Bullies say it's not a question, just grateful you're leading the pack. Coach Alford, go Pack. Well,
I
there
appreciate
you go.
That. Thank you.
There
very,
you go.
Very kind.
All right. Warren Washington and Desmond Cambridge are coming up next. We'll be back to Bully Sports Bar and Grill. The national championship game is on. Come on down, visit with the coach, watch some football. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass,
every last second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
There are those who say,
leave well enough alone.
If it isn't broken, don't fix it.
You don't mess with success.
While others have something quite different to say. The new Lexus RX. Now with enhanced dynamic handling and available 12.3-inch touchscreen. It's the best-selling luxury crossover of all time. Reinvented. See Dolan Lexus.
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
Hey, Wolfpack fans, a good coach can be the difference between winning or losing. It's no different in the game of life. The Human Services Agency has more than 800 kids in need of a foster or adoptive family. Mentoring is another option. Take a child to a game, play at the park, or spend quality time enjoying a shared interest. Be the difference by providing a home or becoming a mentor today. Call the Human Services Agency at 775-337-4470 because nobody should be left out of the pack.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy!
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com!
As a proud supporter of the Wolfpack, Nevada State Bank knows a winning team is the result of hard work, practice, and making the right plays. So who's on your financial team? Whether it's your first account, planning for retirement, buying a home, or expanding your business, Nevada State Bank is here when it counts. Because it matters who's on your team, and it matters who you bank with. Visit us at nsbank.com, a division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
Welcome back inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus, Desmond Cambridge, and Steve Alford. Joining me, John Ramey, on stage right now, the Silver State Series presented by IBEW Logo 401 and Nevada Donor Network, a structured rivalry series matching the Wolfpack and UNLV in sports and academics. Follow points and standings throughout the year online, nevadawolfpack.com/Silver State Series. Coach, you like to MC kind of the player portion of the show anyway, so do you want to introduce our next guest?
I don't know about MCing, but Dez has really done a great job. You're looking at somebody that, you know, scored 1,000 points in the Ivy League at Brown, and the thing I like about what Dez has brought to our culture in really the first recruiting class that we've had is somebody that understands how we want to do things. You know, he does a great job in the classroom. He takes it serious. He understands the education piece of it is vitally important, and he works really hard on the court. And so we're getting somebody that we're losing a lot of guards and some very important guards to what this season's about. So he obviously gets to step in right away and have a huge piece of us moving forward. He can really score the ball. He's really working hard on his game and getting better, and that's what's been fun to watch. And he can tell you a little bit, but he's from Nashville, and he takes a lot of pride of being from he calls it the Ville. I always, you know, growing up in Indiana, we, you know, I thought that meant we were going to Louisville for a game.
Right, yeah.
But he thinks the Ville is Nashville. But he's been tremendous for us, and really, really, really happy that he's in our program.
Desmond Cambridge, I was looking at your bio, and you are from Nashville, but high school basketball in New Jersey? Is that correct?
I did a post-grad year there.
Post-grad year. And you were named the best dunker in the state of New Jersey?
Yeah, it was kind of like a...
Was that accurate? Would you agree with that?
I would agree, yeah.
I mean, that's... I mean, were you... I haven't seen you dunk too much.
I mean, yeah.
You will.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably will. I'm a hobby. I like to jump. Like, I literally jump all the time. Like, that's a big part of my game. And it hurts. It hurts on the knees, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just got to learn that when he's in the air, he can't be dribbling. It's a hard trait to do in the air.
Yeah.
Tell us about your path to the Wolfpack.
Well, when I in the transfer portal, I was getting calls from all the schools, and I was just taking it all in, not really knowing where I wanted to go. And I actually got contacted by Musselman and his staff first, but. I actually ended up with a top three, Virginia Tech, Vanderbilt, and Stanford. And literally, as I announced those three, it immediately started to crumble, like, as I announced that. And so, you know, it was just a part of the process. You know, different schools, I couldn't go for different reasons because of the transfer, credits not matching up, or me not being able to get into school. So I ended up having to not go to any of those three. And so I opened up a recruitment process again, and that's when Coach Barnett, who's on the staff now, he texted me, and he got me with the flyer. It had the nice apartments, the nice mountains. I was like, all right, I'll take a visit. And so Coach was like, yeah, we got to get you in for a visit. And then actually, like 2 hours later, they texted me and said, we got to get you in this weekend right now. But I had a 10-page paper due on Monday, and so the visit would go through that. So I had to literally do the whole paper.
You were on deadline.
Yeah.
That's like a journalist.
In 10 hours.
Wow.
And woke up, finished it by like 4 in the morning, got on the plane at like 9, and then I was out.
Man.
So, yeah.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
You averaged 16.5 points per game in 57 games at Brown. Did it exceed, or was it exactly what you expected to do in the Ivy League?
I had no idea what I was going to do. I just knew I could score, and I knew I had been under-recruited, and I was just going to make the best of my situation. And when I got there, no one really knew who I was. So my freshman year, that's when I was really scoring my highest. I think I averaged 17 then. But I took a lot of crazy shots, but it was kind of just because – my team trusted me. They just wanted me to shoot. It was best for me to shoot. And so that kind of, like, you know.
Next year, your team may trust you as well. But you'll learn very quickly that I'm the one that's got to trust you first and foremost. So he's worked very hard on understanding good shot, bad shot. And it's not so much bad shot as we want him to be more efficient, because he can really score the basketball in a lot of ways. I think he's going to end up being a good driver. That's what he's been working on, but he can shoot it, and he can shoot it with range. It's just like a lot of players. Sometimes, you know, one of our first meetings we had in a film session in the summer, I brought him in, and I showed him how off balance he was on his shooting. And after the film session, he looked at me and he says, Coach, that's my fault. He goes, I just want it to look pretty. And he literally told me that, and I said, as a former player, what looks pretty is when the ball goes through the net. That's what pretty is. And so he's learned what pretty is, and when he's on balance, he's as good a shooter there is. He can really shoot the basketball when he's got his feet and his hands together.
Let's talk about something you just said, Desmond. You're under-recruited, and this is a thing that happens. Anybody who follows college athletics understands that it is not simply a rubber stamp that the most highly touted high school players become the greatest college athletes, and it is not a rubber stamp that the best college athletes will be great at the next level. How does that happen, though? Because I feel like I know that there are a lot of people, there is an industry of people trying to find talent
to bring to the college level? I guess that's a question for both of you. How does somebody get under-recruited? How did you get under-recruited?
I think I was really a late bloomer, and I would say senior year is probably when I – because I was actually put in school early by my mom, so mm-hmm. I was always younger than everybody, and my body wasn't
– Sure.
But by my senior year –
Like it is now?
Pretty. Nah, I've got
– Pretty.
By senior year, I grew to 6'4", and I had a little weight, and I was getting athletic, and that's when I really started to be good. But my senior year, I played with James Wiseman, the number one player in the – in college. And then Jordan Bone, he was on point guard for Tennessee. Yeah, and so they were in the system. I was like the third mm-hmm. the third option. And so I just wanted to win, and it just ended up like that. And so that's how
I mean, Coach, you were not under-recruited as a player. Did you know guys that were?
Oh, yeah, there's always individuals that get that way. But like what he says, you're either on a really good team and maybe you're – third or fourth option, and you don't get the reps that you need and the attention that you need, or like Des was saying, guys mature differently. So I think that's when in the recruiting process, it's not just about evaluating the talent, it's about evaluating who you are as a person, what you think about the education piece of it. Are you going to be a good teammate, and are you going to be somebody that's going to continue to develop? And when we're recruited, both Des and Warren, they check all those boxes. It's not easy, John. When you transfer, I think there was over 900 players in the portal last year, and I think everybody thinks it's just greener pastures. It's hard, and I think he'd be the first to tell you, sitting out and not being able to play basketball for a year when you love it and you just played it all your life, that's hard. And so we're going to get two guys that have a chip on their shoulder. They're hungry. They want to play. But they have been outstanding teammates in helping their team. They're not allowed to travel, but while we're at home, whether it's in practice or the games, there's no bigger fans of this team than what Warren and Des is, and I think that speaks a lot of who they are as people.
Desmond, what's the – we know it's hard. We know it's challenging to not compete. What's the positive that you glean, or what is a positive that you take from sitting out of here?
The work. I just get to work consistently every day, and – that's really been my motivation, because like every game is just like I should be out there, like I could be out there doing this, and it just like it's a drive that I really just got to, and it's like changed my life really. And I know where I want to go. My aspirations to be in the NBA, and with Coach Alpha here, like
We have a question from the audience. We'll ask this to you and Warren. What's your favorite class and why?
My favorite class. I guess
there are no wrong answers.
Yeah. I guess the class I'm in right now, which is my expository writing class, it's only 3 weeks, so that's a plus.
Sure.
And I get a full credit for that. But it's giving me skills that I could use like later down the line, like my resume, my professional portfolio writing, all different kind of things that I might have to do with my business degree. So, yeah.
There you go. All right, we'll ask Warren that too. We will take a break on the Wolfpack Coach Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Desmond Cambridge, very good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great job, my man.
All right, it's Wolfpack Coach Show. Stay with us.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Cart Barn is your local one-stop shop for sales, service, and rentals. If you're looking for new or used golf carts, Cart Barn is the only authorized dealer for Club Car, Easy Go, and Cushman carts in Northern Nevada. Our mechanics have over 25 years experience and can service all makes and models. You can customize your cart with a variety of accessory upgrades. Call Cart Barn today at 775-852-0707. That's 775-852-0707.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Warren Washington, Steve Alford with us right now. Fans, if you crave more Wolfpack action, keep up on all Nevada athletics with News 4's Wolfpack All Access presented by Champion Chevrolet. Highlights, coaches, perspective, and more. Wolfpack All Access airs every Sunday night on News 4 and again at 10 o'clock on Nevada Sports Net. Warren Washington joins us right now. Interesting note about you, Warren, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you almost came to Nevada before you went to Oregon State.
Yes, sir. They were definitely a decision away from – I was a decision away from coming to Nevada. They were in my top three and significantly thinking about them the first time around. So it's crazy how things work for sure.
How did that impact the round? Was it a much more known quantity for you already?
To be honest, it felt pretty natural because, you know, I was already familiar with the basketball history here, the fan base, everything. It was my first offer, so I heard from us every day about the school, and so I already was familiar with Reno in general.
For people who don't know, where is San Marcos?
San Marcos.
That's your hometown.
Yeah, San Marcos. I'm in the San Marcos Escondido area, but it's North County, San Diego. A lot of people, don't know where it's at, so I like to say I'm from San Diego to keep it easy and simple.
Now,
a lot like Corvallis.
No. All three of us have spent time in Corvallis.
We saved this guy.
So
I mean, he's holding back, but we saved this dude.
Now, now he's a Southern California high school player. Was he on your radar at your previous position?
Yeah. And a lot of those SoCal guys we got to know, and obviously when he made known that he was transferring, he was one of the first guys we jumped onto because we did know of him, but even more than that was the potential I think he's had. You know, you're looking at somebody 7 foot, he's going to end up playing inside out. He's really worked on his game. He's changed his shot. And that's, you asked Desmond the importance of that off year. That's what it does. Back when I played, almost everybody redshirted. And it was because of that maturity, changing what you got to change or just work on what you got to work on. And he's done a really good job this year of working on changing his shot, getting it more on the right side. So you're going to see a 7-footer that can shoot threes, can run the floor, can go to the post, and I think he's going to be an elite shot blocker. So he's gained 15, 20 pounds, I think, just he's been in Reno. So his development has been great in his 6 or 7 months that he's been here.
We're going to shout out Coach Eck for the weight gain.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Coach Eck.
Sure. Now, you're talking about
– just getting started, too.
Just tell me about changing your shot. Like, that sounds difficult. That sounds like something you've never – you have to think about something that you've spent years not thinking about.
Yeah, it's an ongoing process. Coach Neil, Coach Alfred have done a good job of, like, just keep pushing me and keeping me mentally straight with it.
What's the hardest part?
It's just, honestly, mentally just trusting that it's okay to change it and that it's going to work in the end, and just putting reps up every day, getting better every day with it.
In your bio, it says Kevin Durant is your hero. Yeah. Is that still accurate?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, now, you have kind of similar physique from what Coach Alford's talking about. You have similar versatile games. Is that's not an accident, right?
But I think a lot of 6'10 skinny guys look up to him.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's definitely something you could say, but I like to take little things from every player. I'm not really trying to be Kevin Durant, even though he's the best player in the world. So I like to study his game, but... like I said, I like picking things from different players and combining them.
Who else do you like? Who else are you influenced by?
Al Horford. I'll go back and watch Hakeem.
Hakeem. That's good.
I watch a lot of guys.
Yeah, Hakeem for footwork, right?
Yep. Hakeem right. for footwork, for sure. Strictly footwork, Hakeem.
I mean, how does he know about it? Are you telling him about Hakeem?
No, that's all him. Probably his dad. His dad knows our era. And you can't find tape on Hakeem that's very clear anymore.
Yeah.
And he's right. You know, for a big to be able to take a little bit from everybody, that's important. And then just be who you are. And like Desmond, he's just been tremendous for us. He's been a great teammate. He's doing a great job in the classroom. And again, it's not easy. It's not easy to do the classwork when you don't have basketball. Because they're student athletes, and when one of it gets taken away, it's hard. They'll learn that when they get out in the real world and they're no longer a student, and you're a professional. It's just hard because forever you've been a student athlete. And so this year, though he gets to practice, that athlete part's kind of taken away from him, other than the individual development that he's getting. And he's just done a tremendous job, like Dez, of working on his trait and getting better and doing the things he's got to do. A lot of guys that take their redshirt year or a transfer year like this, they don't work. And so what you were a year ago, you're the same. And actually, you'll end up becoming worse because you haven't done anything to your game. And you're going to see a vast difference when you watch tape of his freshman year at Oregon State versus his first year here. And it's all because of the work he's put in.
All right, we have a question from the audience. We asked Desmond this too, but what is your favorite class and why?
I definitely say the Art 151 class I recently took because it goes into the broadcasting communications major I want to do, and all we really were doing was editing film, like mm-hmm. movies, and like it was just really fun work.
That's an important professional skill.
Yeah, definitely. That's something I want to do.
Trust me.
After basketball.
That's good.
When basketball is done, so just getting to do that was fun for sure.
Awesome. In your bio, you have a little something about your folks. Tell me about your mom and your dad. Your dad's an engineer and your mom's a teacher. Is that right?
Yeah, my mom's a second grade teacher. That's why I was always raised on school, making sure my grades are right. My My pops is an engineer.
A lot of books in the house, right?
Yeah, definitely a lot of books. So, yeah.
I mean, when you're with a national championship football game is on right now, let's say it's a score for LSU.
LSU.
All right.
Close game.
When you recruit a player, I mean, the family they come from is a big part of that. I mean, for example, Warren's family. I mean, that's pretty solid, right?
Yeah. I mean, you never know when visits happen and those type of things. Like I said, when you've done it as long as I have, the eval of what Warren is as a player, what Dez is a player, that's easy. You figure out the pluses and minuses pretty quick, but it's the intangibles you're really looking at. What kind of person are they? You know, when they're around mom and dad, how respectful are they? You get somebody that's not respectful to mom and dad, they're not going to understand respect to authority or coaching or teachers, professors. So you look at all those things when you have somebody in for an official visit. They're not trying out. You're not on the court looking at them. It's more of who they are as a person. And Dez and Warren were very, very impressive on their official visits of just who they were, their personalities. We just felt like it was a perfect fit for the culture we're trying to build here.
All right, we got a question from Twitter. And it's coming from inside the building, Clark from Twitter, who's also here. Warren, have you always been one of the bigger kids in your class, or was there a time when you weren't and then you had a growth spurt?
I had my biggest growth spurt. I growth spurted throughout high school, really. But in freshman year, I would say I was about like 6'7". Next year, I grew to like, no, I was 6'5", grew to like 6'9". And that's the biggest jump for sure. So that's, yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, does that
freshman
help?
Freshman to sophomore.
Does that help your game, though? Because maybe you had to play the game at a different size?
That's exactly what I was going to get into.
Well, you got time.
I learned I learned growing up, my dad really wanted me to, like, learn how to play both inside and out because he knew I was going to be tall just from my measurements. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I was always a big kid. I was like 9 pounds when I first came out, so my pops always made sure I was inside out my whole life. So that's why I always kept the simple fundamentals with guards and bigs.
I gotta say, Coach, like with Desmond, with Warren, next
he
year
he was just 9 pounds when he came out.
We're set for
now
interview.
He's 225. He's come a long way.
Shout out, Coach.
It's weird how it works.
Yeah, no,
it's
like,
weird how it works.
We are set for interviews. For the next years, plural. This is good.
No, well, these guys are great. I tell you,
they're great.
They got great personalities. The fans are going to love them. And
I know
and
you recruit them on their quotability.
And I will say, I will say this: both of these guys are going to be really good for our young guys because we've got 5 freshmen coming in. They're going to really be good because of what they got to see this year and what they'll continue to see this year is real important. Like yesterday, we had an extensive film session going over Utah State and our whole thing that we talked about was just we weren't tough enough. And he saw that film. Dez saw that film. And they're looking at it like, you're right. We got to get a lot tougher. So it just helps when you go into year two, the guys that are coming back plus the new guys, there's going to be a good feel. And these two are a great bridge to that.
All right, fans. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol, Nevada Meat Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. Thank you, Warren Washington. Outstanding.
Appreciate it.
It's Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We're coming back to Bullies after this. Stay with us.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Hey, Wolfpack fans, a good coach can be the difference between winning or losing. It's no different in the game of life. The Human Services Agency has more than 800 kids in need of a foster or adoptive family. Mentoring is another option. Take a child to a game, play at the park, or spend quality time enjoying a shared interest. Be the difference by providing a home or becoming a mentor today. Call the Human Services Agency at 775-337-4470 because nobody should be left out of the pack.
You don't need to understand how available adaptive variable suspension works or how pre-collision cameras detect pedestrians in low light. You don't need to understand any of the craft that went into the Lexus ES to feel it. With outstanding connectivity and standard Lexus Safety System Plus 2.0. See Dolan Lexus.
LSS Plus 2.0 and the pre-collision system with pedestrian detection are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices. See owner's manual for additional limitations and details.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Hey, Nevada basketball fans, we know you'll be cheering on the Wolfpack with every dribble, every no-look pass, every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the pack on to victory. Make sure you check out Shields for all the newest Nevada athletic gear to get your game on and cheer on the Wolfpack in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina. And go Wolfpack!
You could watch the game at your house.
Could you get that?
Or you could watch the game at Bully's. Purchase one of our featured drinks during any pro or college football game, and you could score a trip for two to the Rose Bowl. Be it the last home football game in Oakland, fly to Washington to see San Francisco and Seattle face off, or win a trip to the Pac-12 College Championship. Bully's Sports Bar, your ultimate football headquarters.
Back inside Bully Sports Bar and Grill on Rob Drive, Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus, Steve Alford, Spencer Wilson, John Ramey with you at Camelot Party Rentals. We make it great so you can celebrate. Best selection of rental equipment for weddings and special events. Camelot Party Rentals, proud sponsor of the Nevada Wolfpack. Fans, Shields, make sure to check out Shields for all your Wolfpack gear. Shields right there with you at the Legends at Sparks Marina and Shelter Insurance. Ask agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. Tuesday night, tomorrow night, Wyoming, 7 o'clock, Coach.
Yeah, it's big. You know, we'll say that next week. They just get bigger as it goes along, but we need it because I don't like what happened last week, not just in the results, but kind of how we got the results, and that's what I told the team. It's one thing to lose, but we got to lose with a lot more fight, and we didn't have enough fight in our dog, and we got to have that tomorrow against the Wyoming team that's kind of changed how they've played in the last two games and playing different people, playing a different style. So we got to bring it tomorrow, and I'm anxious to see how we respond.
All right, it's a 7 o'clock tip-off from Lawler Event Center tomorrow night, 6:30, our airtime, Len Stevens and me. Spencer Wilson, in our final minute here, can you give us an update on the national championship?
There? Yes, we are closing in on halftime there in New Orleans, and LSU,
Pro.
After being down 10, now up 4, 14 unanswered from the LSU Tigers.
Yeah,
it is the Tiger Bowl there.
Did you see how I did? I just handed him a live
Superdome.
Grenade, and he handled it just perfectly. Pro's
Superdome.
Pro.
You know what happened to Superdome in 87, right?
Oh, is that the building?
I've
forgotten that.
Yeah.
That's right. So they're going to join the Steve Alford Club in
there
winning a national championship.
There's the music. Let's go.
All right. Thanks to Spencer and Coach Alford. Shout out to Sean Cloud. All right, Culpa, Rez, Martin, Eric Kovac, everybody here at Bullies, thanks very much. Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Thank you, Clark. We'll see you at Lawler tomorrow night.
This has been the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Also brought to you by Bully Sports Bar and Grill and by Camelot Party Rentals. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Wolfpack Sports Network.